Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Get behind me, Satan, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things, Jesus said to Peter. A strangely harsh rebuke Jesus delivered to Peter here. Just a few minutes earlier, Peter confessed correctly that Jesus was the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And now he was being called out by Jesus for being the mouth of Satan. What are we to make of this turn of events here? Well, the answer is in verse 38. Those who are ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of them the Son of Man will also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels, we hear. And Peter was indeed ashamed of Jesus and his words. Jesus was not the Messiah that Peter wanted. Jesus was not the Son of Man Peter expected. And it wasn't even that part about Jesus dying that bothered Peter so much. A hero's death is celebrated. My goodness, you can have the interstate named after you. Dying for principles, dying for a cause, though hard and painful, is not shameful. In fact, it was Peter himself who drew the sword and was ready to hack his way out of the Garden of Gethsemane the night that Jesus was arrested. Jesus had to reattach Malchus's ear. Remember that? After Peter had gotten through with it. No, martyrdom was not the problem. It was something else that Jesus said that got Peter so twisted around the axle. And that something else was Jesus's rejection by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes. These men were the Jewish religious elite. And though often portrayed as the bad guys, and they were quite often, still, they knew their job, and they did it well. Experts in the law they were, and to be rejected by them can only mean that the rejected person was a lawbreaker. And what is it that makes one a lawbreaker? Well, sin, of course. You see where this is going. You've heard me say repeatedly that Jesus' baptism wasn't play acting. No, he really was numbered among sinners, and he really was taking sin, the sin of the whole world, in fact. And though he had no sin of his own, nevertheless, he was now sinful by association, a fact now confirmed by these religious authorities. Don't you think if anybody recognized the lawbreaker, it was the elders, chief priests, and scribes? And what was their repeated charge against Jesus? This man eats with sinners and tax collectors, and they were right. Jesus was an outlaw, repeatedly, beginning with the incarnation, fully God, fully man. Who's ever heard of such a thing? He continued by defying the laws of nature, calming storms, walking on water, reattaching ears, raising the dead back to life, and a whole host of other lawless deeds. His sermons defied the moral law, promising God's mercy and forgiveness to the guilty rather than the prescribed justice and condemnation. And this was all a downright shame for Peter and everybody else, for that matter. Who wants God covered in amniotic fluid and smelling like poop? Who wants God to just sit there while some prostitute makes love to his feet with her hair because that's the only way she knows how to say thank you for forgiving my sin? Who wants God to refuse to play by his own rules and to do things in this world that make no sense to anybody at all? Who wants God to demand nothing in order to be given his mercy? Who wants God to forgive awful sinners unconditionally, apart from anything they do or fail to do? Who wants God to save them using only water and a word, apart from their choice and acceptance? Who wants God to be baked and fermented and swallowed for salvation around a communion rail? Who wants God to make people wait until a big mouth preacher shows up, if one ever shows up, before forgiveness is given? Nobody. Nobody wants that. It's a downright shame. Nobody wants to have their fate rest in God's election alone. Nobody wants to be saved by faith in Christ alone, apart from works of the law. Nevertheless, that is your cross to bear. And with only your ear, you will take up this cross and have God this way, or along with Satan and all the others who are ashamed of the crucified God, you will not have him at all, for there is no other way. And finally, we come to the end, your end. With one last defiant act of what you want, choose, or trust, by the authority of Jesus Christ, I forgive you it all. And so you are free because Jesus says so, like it or not. Amen.